Sports Talk with Mutle Madulini. Live, online, the 702 app on 702.co.za. DSTV channel 856 and 92.7 and 106 FM on 702. More the curious.
Right, it's just gone 8 minutes past eight. We were talking to Uma Mlumka Mbele, which is the mother of Thabang Mbele, who passed away in 2002 at the age of 18 playing rugby. He was concussed 2 weeks earlier or a week earlier, and he was allowed to get back on the field, which saw him pick up another head knock and a head injury. He was eventually unconscious, airlifted to Mill Park Hospital in Johannesburg, and he didn't survive, unfortunately. 2 days later, he succumbed to his concussions, and still, till this day, there hasn't been closure for the Mbele family. Mamulumka is a pensioner at this stage, and she doesn't know what to do. She's been to the public protector, and they've exonerated the school, they've exonerated the teachers, the coaches, the principals, and they're essentially saying that the young man decided to play rugby for himself. Now, we'll talk a little bit further about that, knowing sports stars, sports people, even if you're not a serious sports player, but even if you're injured, you want to get back on that field. And you might not see the severity of the injury. Still, at the end of the day, it is somebody in a senior position's responsibility to ensure that the child's well-being or the player's well-being comes first. And in this case, it didn't happen, and a dear price has been paid, but unfortunately, it's been paid by the wrong people. Mamulumka, thank you so much for coming back onto the line. When we were talking, you spoke of all the various violations of rights of your son that happened leading to his untimely passing away. You can continue with that, especially the violation of the inquest that stood out for me, where you said that a proper inquest wasn't done to his to establish what the cause of death was.
Yes, it wasn't done, and the police, this matter was reported to Boksburg police. The police have been running around trying to find the docket, and all these years I've been told that there is no docket. All of a sudden, yes, it has come out. I don't know the contents of the docket, and I still don't know whether any inquest was held. However, unfortunately, the death certificate still remains inconclusive. I don't have a proper death certificate even up to date.
How does it remain inconclusive? And 17 years later, I mean, it wasn't even a crime. You know, it's not even a violent crime or anything of the sort. It is somebody, the evidence is there. What are the police saying? What's the reason for it to remain inconclusive?
The police were never involved, unfortunately. Mm. The school never reported the matter to the police.
Did you talk to the school about that?
I don't understand how it happened that the police were not involved.
Yes.
Because any death, even I'm sure if you kill a you hit the dog on the freeway, somebody gets hurt, the police gets involved. This is a human being, and nothing was done, unfortunately. The cause of death on the death certificate, it says we are awaiting histology. I don't understand. When is it going to arrive? Only when an inquest is being held, and it was held, and the police have got some information on how the child died, then only perhaps it will become conclusive. But at the moment, it still remains open.
Now, you say that the Northwest Education Department, they've been sitting with the public protector's findings since 2017, at least for the last 2 years now. They told us that they just got the report. They're still assessing it.
It is a big lie. Mm. Unfortunately, it's a big lie. I've even reported this matter to the Premier. He's done nothing about it. I've reported even to the MEC himself and the head of department that why has there been no compliance on the public protector report? And I haven't had any response from whoever. Mm. It's unfortunate that this matter is treated with so much, I don't know, nonchalance, if I may put it that way.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
Yeah.
In actual fact, they believe that they're making noise for nothing. I don't. Why don't you leave this matter? This has been such a long history of this death. Why are you still raking it up? Mm. But fact of the matter is, I don't have answers why my child died.
Absolutely.
The school has not told me why they took my child out of the Potchefstroom Magisterial District to go and play in Johannesburg. They never told me why. And I didn't give any permission for the child to go and play there.
Mm.
In fact, they never told me that Thabang had had the first concussion.
Mm.
So despite that, they took him back to Johannesburg to go and play. And that is the cause of it.
Mm.
What is written on the doctor's on his bed sheet was that he suffered second impact syndrome.
Mm.
That is why he died. We had an ADR at the public protector, and Professor Beaufort was summoned to come and give evidence.
Mm. Mm.
And I can tell you that whatever he said in that ADR left everybody standing, including the deputy public protector. We couldn't believe that this has happened.
Mm.
Because what he initially said was that this child shouldn't have played.
Yes.
In the first place. He shouldn't have played because he was concussed and he had a big hematoma, size of an egg on his head, brain filled with blood.
Mm.
It was pathetic. I'm telling you, nobody could listen to what Professor Beaufort was saying. He actually didn't stop mid-sentence to say that he's sorry to be giving us all this information. But he had to give it.
Now, Mamlumka, this is a story that has touched everybody here at Prime Media. Even the Eyewitness News Department are looking into it. But for you, what would you like to see happen next? What are your next plans, at least? What are the next steps that you'd like to take?
I'd like to go to court. Actually, I would like this matter to be reopened, an inquest be held, so that we know exactly what killed Thabang, what steps were taken for Thabang to get to where he was, why nobody took action thereafter. Because my suspicion, and this is just a suspicion, somebody's palm was greased when they realized that they've made a boo-boo out of this whole thing. Somebody's palm was greased. And that goes as far high as the education department in the Northwest, because they investigated the matter and dropped it, just like that.
And the principal...
The
principal and the coach, I'm assuming you've been able to speak to them at some stage. What were their responses like? Did they look remorseful? Or were they just nonchalant about it, like the rest of the people involved in this investigation?
They are nonchalant. They don't care. In fact, the way I see it, it's just one other boy, little boy who died. Unfortunately, Thabang comes from a poor family, poor black family. Nobody seems to care whether he's dead or not. And it hurts me as a mother because I gave birth to this boy.
Mm.
And he had so many prospects. He had junior Springbok colors.
Mm.
His dream was that he was going to play international.
Mm.
And professional. But that was cut short, and nobody seems to care one way or another whether this boy got injured during a rugby match or what. Nobody cares. And that hurts, you know?
But they cared to put him on
a human being.
They cared to put him on a bus and let him go risk his life on a rugby field for them, for the school.
True. And then the public protector says nobody forced him to play. Can you believe that? I don't think any mother can say such a statement and remain straight-faced, you know?
Yeah. Mamlum Kambela, I think we're going to leave it here for tonight, but it's definitely a conversation that will dominate the corridors here at Prime Media, and it's I'm pretty sure we'll be hearing your voice a lot on this radio station. We wish you all the best. We will be there as much as we can and lend you all the support that we can, because it is a travesty that you have to go through such that 17 years later, you've become a pensioner and you're still not... haven't found closure for your son's death, for something that shouldn't have happened, something that was advised by the doctors for it not to happen. But I thank you so much for being
and
so.
I thank you very much for this, because I've got this recurring dream about my child, with a teardrop running down his, left cheek, as if he's saying, "Mom, why are you quiet?" That hurts, it hurts a lot.
Mm. No, absolutely. We will be your mouthpiece, Mamlum Kambela. We most certainly will support you as much as we can. Thank you so much for your time and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much for everything that you're doing for me.
It's a pleasure. That is Mamulum Gambele. She's the mother of Thabang Mbele, who was a pupil at the Potchefstroom High School for Boys, and he passed away in 2002, 17 years ago, of what they call a secondary head injury. And I've got actually Zach van Heerden already in studio, and we're going to talk to him a little bit later, but I want him to weigh in, if he doesn't mind, regarding that specific secondary head injury, Zach. Hematosis, you heard what Thabang's mother was saying. How did he even get on that field?
From our perspective, the dereliction of duty, coaches, school, medical personnel involved with that, absolute disgrace.
Absolutely. It's very, very shocking. On the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702, there is another WhatsApp that's already come through. And let me give it a play. Take a listen.
The story of Thabang Mbele touches me very deeply. I am from Mafikeng, and I know the Mbele family. I know Mama Lumka, and I knew Thabang very well, very well. And we were one of the people that were devastated when he died, or rather when Mama Lumka actually had to make a decision to turn off Thabang's machines when he had failed to come to after being in a coma for 2 days after that accident in Germiston. And Mama Dumka's story has been consistent. I just wish that the school, Potchefstroom High School, which is a school that prides itself in taking care of the students or caring about the students, caring about the parents. So this is one story and one incident, because it's not only a story, it's an incident that happened and has affected many lives, mine included, that they will take seriously and investigate and actually just open this case and tell the truth about what really happened to the life of Thabang Mbele. We still miss you. We love you always, Mama Lumka. My heart felt love to you. This is Tenolo Mabale. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. I also have Kotso Silo, who was a player at the university at the time of Thabang's passing. He knows him personally, and he's got a couple of words. Kotso, thank you so much for calling, for getting onto the line with us tonight. What are your thoughts of this entire story?
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show. I think it's a very complex issue. Rugby is a contact sport, and most of us knew what we are getting ourselves involved in. But, you know, it gets finer and finer when one nitpicks through it, because when you look at the incident that happened, I guess, you know, getting older with time and reflecting and, you know, being someone who was there at the present moment, we were at CBC Boxburg, if I'm not mistaken. And Thabang was renowned for his physicality on many opponents. He was very well built. He had big shoulders, and he was the type of guy that, you know, he'd get the team into the spirit by one of those big crunching tackles, you know, and he was a talisman in the team. And he was one of those players that, you know, when the coach, you know, is about to write down his starting 15 for the match, his name was probably one of the first on the starting sheet, you know. We grew up in an era where you didn't know whether you are playing on Saturday or not. The team was put up on Thursday on a notice board, so everybody would run to the notice board to kind of figure out if they are starting. And there were certain guys who were certain starters, and Thabang was certainly one of those. And at the time, Potchefstroom Boys High was doing extremely well in terms of rugby. We were one, I think the year before our matric, we were, 18th in the country in terms of rankings. So we were in the top 20 schools in terms of rugby, and it was a big thing to make the first team. So You know, prior to that, we played a few matches. I think we played a tournament at St. Stephen's. There's a Easter festival that happens at St. Stephen's. Easter rugby tournament that happens at St. Stephen's, and we played at St. Stephen's, and Thabang got a concussion when we were at St. Stephen's. I think we were actually playing the hosts. We were the last match in the first match. The last match of our first match at the St. Stephen's tournament, Easter tournament, and Thabang got a knock on the head literally in the first minute. Because when we got onto the field, the plan was to make them feel that we have arrived, you know, because a lot of people see Potchefstroom as a dorpy and whatever. And we went to this posh school that has restaurants and you name it, you know. And we wanted to make a statement. And I think just off a line out, since then instead of play, they had this big guy at number seven. I forget his name. At the time, he was a Lions player. And they gave him the ball in the center channel. And Thabang went in for the tackle, and the knee hit him in the head. And Thabang was out, you know. And I think that demoralized us for the entire tournament because he was out concussed. And the season was starting in the next few weeks. After that, and prior to our season starting, we got invited to a tournament in Boksburg. So there's a Christian league that they have. So it's CBC and all your like St. John's, St. David, and all those schools.
Yeah.
So we were invited to go play in.
Coach, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just for the sake of time. Before I let you go, I just want to find out what did you, as the boys at that time, make of Thabang's passing?
Oh, it was deep, man. Because after his concussion, where he got taken with an ER helicopter. At the tournament, at the CBC tournament, you know, we all didn't know what was going on, you know. But prior to that happening, during the week, Thabang used to have like lapses in classes where he'd just pass out in terms of sleeping and not remembering and all those little things. But we just took it as fatigue because, you know, we train a lot when you're in high school and you probably want to push it to a pro level, you know. So we just took it lightly as kids, like, when are you tired, you're lazy, you're this and that. And it was more than that because his brain was actually swelling and then he had internal bleeding in the brain, and we didn't know that. So those lapses in concentration and all those things were signs that something wrong was happening. That Wednesday, I think it was a Wednesday or a Thursday, we drove down to Boksburg to go play the match, and just, it wasn't even a big collision, just the faintest of touches. He was down. During that week, we didn't do any contact training. We just did a little bit of touch rugby. And just that one contact, it was lights out, and we just thought, maybe it's just but I guess, you know, they were quelling it down to being something minor because they probably didn't want to freak us out. But, you know, he just stayed in hospital for the longest time. And the more we asked questions, the more we realized it was more serious than we knew.
Kotasilo, thank you so much for your time. And condolences. I mean, I know it's 17 years later, but it doesn't sound like it's become any easier. But thank you so much for your comment tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Shocking, 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 shocking is all I have to say about this story. And I really hope that justice is found for Thabang and Lumka Mbele.